David from Pennsylvania asks, we'll be having company for Pesach. They will be staying in an uninhabited apartment owned by neighbors that is used throughout the year for guests. They'll be eating all their meals by us and will not need to cook there, but I assume they will want to use the refrigerator there. What is our responsibility in regards to cleaning and doing a bedik in this apartment? Thank you. Okay, if the people who own the apartment have made bedikas chametz and cleaned up their apartment, obviously you don't have to do anything. The people can stay there in a kosher Pesach apartment. However, if the people who own the apartment have left before Pesach and rely on the opinion that if one sells his house to a goy, then he doesn't have to do bedikas chametz on the house, and that's what they did, and they made no bedika, and they sold the house to a goy. So then what has to be done is that the rooms, at least that they will be using, should have bedikas chametz made on them. There should be no chametz in those rooms. The rooms they're not staying in should be closed off and marked as such that they are rooms with chametz that belong to the goy. The fact that if the house was sold to a goy doesn't prohibit people from living in certain rooms of the house. In the Shtar, Mechiras Chametz says specifically that the goy gives permission for people to use the areas there, but Bedikas Chametz should be made in those places where they're going to be staying. If they're going to use the refrigerator, it has to be cleaned out and made kosher l'Pesach, and that is what has to be done.